Big Bad Wolf. Written by Nellie Newhouse and translated by Stephen T. Murray and read by Nicholas Bell. The car slowed down and swerved to the left. Killian noticed someone leaning over him, and then the door opened. He felt the wind rushing past, and the centrifugal force pulling him sideways. Shocked, he braced his knees against the front seat, trying instinctively to hold on somehow, but his hands were bound behind his back. A violent shove, and he tipped sideways and fell. A flash of fear as he felt momentarily weightless before his brain grasped what had happened. Damn, they'd shoved him out of the moving car. He slammed to the ground, landing on his right shoulder, and his collarbone cracked with a loud snap. The pain took his breath away. Tires screeched and skidded over the asphalt, brakes squealed, and the horn of a truck blasted right next to him. Killian desperately tried to roll off the road, hitting his head on the sharp edge of a guardrail. Was he safe now? Where was the road? Gravel scratched his cheek and he smelled grass. A car door slammed and quick footsteps approached. Killian pulled up his legs and squirmed further towards the grass. Hey! Hello! Somebody touched his arm and the pain exploded like white-hot fire in his brain. Excited voices all began talking at once. Call an ambulance! Just fell right out the car. Is he still alive? I almost ran over him. Hands on his head, the pressure of the blindfold loosened. Killian blinked at the bright light, saw a man with a moustache in a checked shirt. He looked shocked.